you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to the 31st episode of Interlude Army. During this episode, we'll be talking more about BTS's comeback. We're gonna find out which member dislikes us the most. And just chillin'. So let's get it.
Welcome back to Interlude Army. I'm Roseanne.
And I'm Jose.
We're still following through with the 5,000 follower giveaway that was originally for the Himalaya app, but since we're no longer with them, we're still honoring the participants and giving away all of BTS's albums. So stay tuned. The winner will be announced next week.
Yay! Yeah, I thought we forgot, but
I know, right? Don't worry. We got y'all.
But hey, you know, it's never too late. And we're still honoring y'all. Whoever submitted and participated, don't worry. We'll be picking a winner, like Roseanne said. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to be a little bit jelly because you're getting every single album.
Exactly.
Well, except for B, because that hasn't come out yet.
Yeah, that hasn't come out yet. I'm sorry. Can we participate real quick?
Well, did you get the School of Affair special edition, by the way, now that we're talking about albums right now?
Actually, no, I did not. It was what, like $50? I saw your picture, right?
Yes, I pre-ordered that right away because, I mean, I don't know how many they're doing now, like for the re-release of it, you know? I don't know how long it's going to last or how long it's going to be in stores because I saw it in Target, so I got myself a copy on Target as well.
They
yeah, I mean,
someone's going to Target right after this.
I don't know if I don't know if they have it in Walmart too. I didn't check, but I did see it in Target. For years, the only way you could get it is from like eBay or like resellers, and they were selling it for hundreds and hundreds of dollars. So
exactly. I think I saw one for like $200. I'm like,
Girl, I saw one for $500.
Oh,
yeah, I got my two copies. I'm pretty happy.
Did you get to open it yet?
I did one opening for my YouTube, and then I'm giving away the other copy to one of my subscribers as well. So if y'all want to participate in that, it's still open on my channel, so you guys can go in there.
Sweet.
Yeah, I thought about it. I was like, I know a lot of people aren't going to be able to get it again, even though it's re-released. But yeah, hopefully that helps out somebody else.
Very true.
I also bought toilet paper. Okay, wait, that's too
wait,
much.
What? Toilet paper? Hold on.
Oh my God. I don't know. I just remembered. I don't know why I had to share it with y'all. Like, I didn't just get my album. I also got toilet paper.
Well, at least you got toilet paper. Woo. Just for those who are listening that are out of the country, our toilet papers are back in stock. We don't got to worry about, like, like hunting for those. Those were rare Pokemons at one point.
Gotta catch them all. They were the hyper rare legendary Pokemon, one out of a thousand.
Exactly. Oh my gosh. Funny story though. I forgot there was the daylight saving. I woke up so confused. I was like, yo, they dropped it an hour early. And I realized, oh, oops. Daylight saving.
I saw that a lot on Twitter. You weren't the only one. Yeah, a lot of people were like, wait, they dropped it an hour early? And then people realizing, oh my God, I forgot about daylight saving.
See, Big Hit be reminding us, BTS be reminding us about daylight saving. Oh my gosh.
Oh, I totally had forgotten about daylight savings until, like, because I was out of town this weekend, and my boyfriend was the one that reminded me. I was, like, still thinking 10 a.m. Well, 10 a.m. for me, because I'm Central Time, and I believe that's 8 for you, right? 8?
Yeah,
Pacific 8. Time? Yes, okay. So 10, and I kept saying 10, 10, 10, and then he was like, you do know we have daylight savings. I was like, what are you talking about? And then he's like, yeah, like, Sunday night, we're going to change an hour early. And that's how I was like, oh, okay, so now it's gonna be 9 a.m. for me. I mean, that sucks, Roseanne. For you, that's 7 a.m.
Exactly. I'm like, Jose, you gotta appreciate your time zone, because your girl over here, it's at 7 in the morning. I have my alarm clock at 7. Oh my God. Concept photos. What did you think about the concept photos, Jose?
Honestly, they are giving me so much life. I don't know if many of you guys know what that means. Like, they are giving me life. Do you know what that term means, Roseanne?
What? Giving you life?
That phrase. Yeah, giving me life.
Like, bring me to life, the song? Wait, what?
Is that Evanescence? Anyway. Yes. Okay, wait, hold on. It is, right?
Yes. No? Okay, yes.
Okay, bring me back to my... Okay, wait a minute. Where am I going with this?
It brings
what
you
I'm
life.
Trying to say... I don't know where it originated from, but like in the gay world, we say a lot like, oh my God, that is giving me life. That gave me life, or give me life, which is means it's like basically saying like it's doing it. It's doing it for me. Like it's everything. It's kind of like the extreme of it, because it's like you're giving me life. You know, you're giving, like, I was deceased. You brought me back to life.
That makes sense.
You're giving me more reasons to live, basically. Oh,
you know what? That is deep, though, Jose.
Well, you know, I try. Anywho, but yeah, the photos are giving me life. But I don't think we ever touched... Well, we were on a break, so I'm pretty sure we didn't. But, I mean, touching on, like, the group photo. I love the group photo, you know?
Yes.
The blue... The color that sticks out to me is the blue, other than black and white, because... As far as we know, that's like the color theme, I think, black and white, because that's the only thing that we've seen of the album, quote unquote, cover, because we actually don't know what the cover is going to look like yet.
Nope, not yet.
Yeah, but like, I do like the simplicity of it. The how do you say, like, laid backness of it. Very personable.
Personable,
like it really does feel very intimate.
There you go.
Especially with this new individual photos with V and Jimin, how we're gonna be able to see the guys individual with their individual rooms that they decorated themselves. It even feels more intimate. I don't know, maybe because the room itself is small.
For me,
it gives me that like home feel, like you're at home with them, like they're inviting us.
But we ain't stalkers. Sorry.
But exactly, it's an open invitation. We're not like creeping or anything like that, you know. Of course, they look amazing. I can comment on their looks and for days, because they can pull off any look. But I just love the fact that they've taken, you know, control of everything, and the fact that like they're the ones who decorated their own set, I should say. Exactly. You know, the room. But what do you think?
Exactly. Well, same goes for me, like the simplicity of it, the intimacy of it, the fact that we know that they were behind, like, putting it together. You know what I mean? Like, the concept of it.
Yes.
And it's pretty cool how it's, like, you know, quote unquote, like, interactive in a way where if you go to the website, if you guys didn't know, because I didn't know this until, like, later, because I was so confused about what people were talking about. Like, interactive. I'm like, what? So if you go onto the website, and you click on the picture, it's like they're going to talk. And yes, girl. So I think that's pretty cool. This is the first time that we've gotten this type of interactive concept photo type of thing. I feel like it's crazy, too, how they're releasing it every single day. Like, since we've only gotten two so far, not, like, while we're recording right now, who do you think is gonna, like, be tomorrow? Because, so far, the first one is V, then Jimin, then who do you think?
Well, at first, I thought it was gonna be the traditional order, because for many comebacks already, Tae is always the first one that we see. That is always the first photo that we see. After him, it was always Yoongi. Well, that completely went out the window. Because we got Jimin. Yeah. And so now that order is completely not anymore. You know what I mean? Like the routine comeback photo, no, concept photo order that I thought of. But seeing Jimin, it also follows the order of the concept clips that they dropped
a couple days ago. Oh,
yeah. Like the mirror and the reflection concept clips. We have Tae first, we have Jimin, and after Jimin is Namjoon, or RM. And so I'm thinking we're going to get RM tomorrow, as of the recording of this video, of course. But by the time you guys are listening to this, we'll know if we
y'all
were right
like,
or not.
Y'all were wrong! I'm just kidding. No, I have a feeling you're probably right. It is probably going to be Namjoon, but we'll see. We're going to wake up clowns, but actually we're always winners because we got another concept photo.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too. I was like, we might be thinking, oh, we got it down. It's following the concept clips. But then BTS and Big Hit probably be like, you know, we got them again. Let's throw in somebody else.
Yeah.
And completely mess up with their theory.
Exactly. They'd be watching our theories. They're like, you know what? Let's throw them off the curve. Let's mess them up. So I just love it. I love how the whole vibe of it, the room, how it's decorated, how symmetrical it is too. It kind of it does give you that homey vibe. So if the color palette is, you know, white and black, and the blue, of course, because, you know, we got the like Life Goes On teaser and it was also blue. So I feel like those three colors play a main role in this. And I'm super excited. We don't even know how the album is going to look like. We don't even know what the tracks are yet. We're just like, we're celebrating it. Like, we're enjoying the ride right now. So,
woof. Talking about Life Goes On, what do you, like, I'm interested to know.
Yes.
How do you think it's going to sound? I mean, I know we don't have much to go off of.
Yeah.
Other than, like, photos and the messages the guys have given us, but we really can't, like, well, at least for me, I can't pinpoint, like, this is what Life Goes On will sound.
That's what's been confusing me, because Life Goes On, immediately I think of a slow track, like Spring Day or something. But it's kind of weird, unless they, because this is different. This is their first, like, self-produced album. Usually their title tracks always incorporate choreography. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But what if it's different this time around? You know what I mean? So I really don't know what to expect. I feel like it's going to be something like Spring Day with choreography that isn't as intense. And remember, they're performing Life Goes On and Dynamite at the AMAs. So I don't know if they're going to do like back-to-back. Like, I mean, Dynamite doesn't have like intense choreography like on, but you know what I mean, like. So something like Spring Day. Watch it be like some type of like rock.
I mean, that would be interesting now that you're pointing out that like about the choreography thing. Yeah, like I don't think they've ever, like as far as title track goes, because obviously they've performed songs where they're just like standing or sitting singing, you know?
Yeah.
Not with choreography. But as far as title tracks, I don't think there is one, because even Spring Day has choreography.
Yeah.
So,
and it was Spring Day wasn't part of, it wasn't like a title track. It was actually Blood, Sweat, and Tears that was the title track. And then Spring Day was the extension of,
the extension.
Along with like Not Today. So right. Yeah, that's why I'm like,
so Life Goes On. Do you think they would, do you think now mm-hmm. that I'm like, do you think it could be just either sitting or standing, just them singing? Like, it's not even, there's no choreo at all?
I wouldn't be surprised, but because they can't. But then this would be the song that they'd be promoting at like the Melon Music Awards. But then again, hello, Mama and MMA, they'd be performing like 30-minute segments. So their title track doesn't necessarily have to be something like a full-on choreography, because they no longer only have to perform one song. So, you know what I mean? So that's why it's like, it's really throwing me off. At first, I thought, okay, 99% there's choreography, like, you know, but I don't know now. We'll see. They're throwing me off.
Have you seen videos of them performing Pied Piper? I'm sure you have, yes.
Oh, yeah, yes.
Okay. Now, do you think it could be something like that? Pied Piper, they perform for the majority of the song just standing. Or moving across the stage. Towards the end is when they get into choreo. But it's like the very last seconds of the song.
Yeah, that could be incorporated as well. I think that would be pretty cool. I mean, we don't usually get to see them just standing and singing. Well, the general public. They're just so used to BTS just dancing the whole time. So maybe.
Full-on choreo, yeah.
Yeah, so I think this is like a curveball, something different. I don't know what to expect, but yeah, just that's just where I'm at right now thinking,
because the title itself, Life Goes On, like, I guess because of the photo that we got to accompany the title, it gives me like chill vibes, you know what I mean? Like the blue and the very serene, peaceful, because blue to me symbolizes like calmness, like relaxing, especially that blue that they chose.
Like
I just don't see something like Life Goes On, boppity bop bop.
Boppity bop bop. Okay, lyric genius.
Oh my god.
Gosh. Yeah, like a rock version. I don't see, you know what, Jose? We gotta go back to this episode once the song is out and put on our clown masks. Cause what if.
I know. That's what I'm all like. I just from the concept. I mean, not even concept. This, what would you call that when they just dropped Life Goes On?
Teaser?
Cover? Single cover, maybe?
It probably is a single cover, huh? Like just a single cover teaser. Wait, yeah.
Let's just go with that. Okay, teaser.
Well, so, because
when that dropped, not saying that they have to go that route, but I just don't get, you know, like a hard hitting, like in your face. Not Today.
Yeah, because you know how Dynamite was. You know what I mean? Like Dynamite was, you could somewhat feel the vibe from that. And that's exactly how it matched. So, you know, I feel you when it's like the cover throws you off. You know how you mentioned like the blue being like cool vibes? It does remind me of like clouds and stuff like that. And I think one of the theorists on Twitter pointed out that, you know how on the font is half, like it's in the ground, like the bottom portion of it is cut off of the letters O-N.
Correct.
And this on, it's floating. So it's, I feel like it's a contrast of on. So on was like hard hitting crazy and this on is the calm chill on.
I totally see that. Yeah, yeah.
But we're going to look back at this and laugh at ourselves later on.
I know, watch them be like, yo, 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 Life Goes On, let's get it, let's pop it, booty drop, splits.
That's right, twerk, twerk. Okay, I'm sorry. Jose, we gotta figure out which member dislikes us the most.
Okay. Sorry.
We moved on for like 20, twerking.
What is twerty, Roseanne? Please
you
explain.
Know what? That's twerking and popping at the twerk. Go, you know what? Let's just move on to the quiz. I'm Sup, Roseanne from the future here. Remember, we also have merch, you guys. Woo! Finally, the podcast collaborated with an awesome shirt designer, Ecoism, to make a 7-member inspired shirt. You can check it out and purchase it on his website, www.ecoism.com, and that's ICHOISM. Follow him on Instagram as well. Also, we'd like to invite you to check out our friends at ARMY Magazine, the first all-digital magazine for BTS and ARMY. Through their worldwide volunteer employees, they strive to bring factual and trusted information about BTS. With new issues posted quarterly and fun blogs covering a variety of interesting topics, ARMY Magazine is for ARMY, by ARMY. Take a look at www.armymagazine.co or find them through at ArmyMagOfficial on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook.
So as Roseanne said, and as I said in the beginning of this episode, guys, we're going to be finding out which BTS member dislikes us the most. And you might be wondering, what the heck? What are y'all talking about? Well, we're talking about a quiz.
Don't worry, you guys. We're not personally asking them. One day. Maybe one day. Not today.
Oh, I see what you did there, but not today. But maybe tomorrow. Okay, that was lame. You know they have a song, Tomorrow? Or maybe just one day.
It might not be tomorrow, but just one day.
Maybe a spring day.
We're manifesting it, you guys. We're adding the songs together to manifest it. Spring day will come. And we're going to interview. Okay. Hey, guys.
Where are we going? Let me calm down.
All right.
I'm still thinking of other puns I can make.
I know. You're like going through like the list of titles, a list of songs trying to match us up. God. All right. So which BTS member dislikes you the most? We're going to be taking a quiz off of BuzzFeed. We're not sponsored.
Not sponsored, right? But maybe one day, if anybody works at BuzzFeed out there,
hello, we're here.
Holla at us.
Oh, wait. We got to figure out which. We just got to. Who do you think you're going to. Which member do you think you're going to get that dislikes you the most?
I don't know. I don't even want to think. Like. You know, like, oh, the so-and-so is going to dislike me the most. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I know it's...
let's just say our biases hate us. That's going to be so sad.
Maybe because I'm really good at Overwatch, Jungkook may secretly hate me. Because he's like... competitive, you know, and he's like, no, I'm the best at Overwatch.
Oh my god,
maybe. But that even hurts to think about. I know it's fake, but still.
It's so funny. We're gonna pick our biases. I think I'm gonna pick V because he's gonna think I'm annoying as fudge. but you know, it's okay. We'll see. You know what, that would be so sad if we did get our biases, but you know what, let's start. So the first question is, which month is the closest to the month you were born? Hard question.
Did you want to say the options?
Oh, it's the months, Jose.
Well, it's not all of them.
Oh, you're right. Hello, I'm stupid. Sorry. I'm sorry, guys. It's February, May, September, January, October, December, March, April. All right, Jose, which is the closest month?
I need your help. I was born in July. What's the closest to July?
January, February, March, April, May.
May, June, July, August, September. Oh, my God. I'm right in the middle of May and September.
Okay, what is your gut feeling telling you? Which one does not lead to Jungkook? May or September?
Well, September is his birthday month, so I'm gonna go with May because I'm not trying to get junk.
Wow. Oh my gosh. I can't avoid December. That's when Tay is born. But I'm a December baby, so can I lie?
You have to pick December.
Yeah, I have to pick December.
That's literally the closest, Roseanne. If you pick something else, you'd be lying.
I'll be cheating. I can't be cheating. Oh, all right.
What's your favorite time of day? Mm-hmm. Anytime. Morning. Sunset. Afternoon. Midnight. Noon. Sunrise. Twilight. What's the difference between afternoon and noon? Oh, wait. It's what? Right there. Afternoon.
Because it's after the noon, Jose.
It's literally in the word.
It's after the noon, Jose.
Okay. What's the difference between morning and sunrise?
Sun is right. Wait, there is no morning. Oh, there is morning. Because the sun is rising.
But
oh, maybe just that the, maybe the scene of it. Maybe, you know what I mean? Because the morning, like, the sun's already up, but it's still like 9 in the morning. Sunrise is literally when the sun is rising.
Uh-huh. What's twilight? Like, I know it's a movie, but what?
I this is it says the soft glowing light from the sky when the sun is below the horizon. Yo, twilight for me. Twilight.
Isn't that sunset?
No, I think it's after, you know, like blue hour, like Texas blue hour. It's like 30 minutes after the sun has set. Twilight is probably so midnight. We're stuck on this question, help.
It's funny that, like, I don't even want you to pick twilight.
Jose, no, I'm picking twilight. That is so... Are you a morning person? Do you like to wake up before the sun rises and watch the
sunrise? Oh, no, I don't. No,
oh, okay.
I think noon. I'll go with noon. I like, isn't noon like the middle of the day?
Yeah. You know, when I think of noon, I always think of Overwatch. Remember the high noon? Okay, that's off topic. What's your favorite color? Green, black, red, pink, white, purple, blue, yellow.
See, my favorite colors in this category, I like black, I like red,
uh-huh.
I like purple, and I like blue.
Wow, they're like zigzag from each other. So you have to do any, miny, mo at this point. Unless you, like, one really sticks out to you the most.
I'm going to say blue. Because as far as I can remember, like, I think I added onto the list as I was, like, getting older. But I remember as a child always blue. Thinking blue, like saying blue. So true. I'll go with blue.
Mine is purple. I love purple. It used to be...
That's it?
Yes, it's so easy. I just, you know what's funny? Funny story. I like love purple, and then my older brother ended up liking purple, and I was like, oh heck no, you took my color. So I kind of like left purple alone for a while, but I'm back. Well,
so who did you leave purple for?
Oh my god, it was all baby blue or like turquoise type, because that's my birthstone.
Interesting. Okay, next. I don't know where I was going with that. Okay, next question. Pick a hobby. Dancing, cooking, drawing, singing, reading, listen to music, sleeping, or writing.
I would go to singing. That's something that I just usually do without noticing, I guess. I feel like
I guess listening. Oh, huh? Wait.
Yeah. Wait. Okay. I was right. I was gonna say I have a feeling you're gonna go with listen to music. That sounds like.
Yeah, cute. I think for the majority of my day, I'm listening to music or something else. I just have something always playing in the background. I can be doing homework. I can be running. I can be working. Obviously, working out, I have to have music.
Yeah.
I can't just be silent.
You want to listen to yourself breathe?
just like chilling. Okay, yeah, okay. Listening to music.
Nice. All right, what's your favorite song from Map of the Soul Persona? This is behind. This is an older quiz.
Yes.
All right, let's see. Home. See, I know I'm going to pronounce this wrong. Dionysus?
I say Dionysus. Dionysus. But a lot of people have different ways, so.
Dionysus. Okay. Make It Right, Boy With Love, Microcosmos, Jamais Vu, Intro Persona, or I Can't Decide. Actually, you know what? No, I'm going to be very honest with myself.
Yeah, can I guess yours?
Yes.
Microcosmos. Yeah, I knew it.
Okay, I don't know what noises came out, but yes, Jose. I sounded like a seal for a second. Oh my gosh. I think I know what yours is. I'm going to be so sad if I got it wrong.
Let me see.
Is it home?
You know.
What? No.
You know, out of these, I think, yeah.
Wait, what? Oh, I thought you were telling me no. Jose.
I don't know why I dragged. No, I said you know.
Oh,
not no.
I thought you were telling me no. And I'm like, oh my God, no. I'm a fake friend. I don't.
No, out of these, yeah, I'll say. Wait, out of these, aren't these all the songs from Persona?
Wait.
Girl.
Oh,
fail. That was an epic fail. I guess it would be between Home and Make It Right, but I'll go with Home because it has Casa in it. And I love that they say that in Spanish.
Yes.
Okay. Next question. Ooh. Which Wings solo song is your favorite? Reflection, Stigma, First Love, Begin, Awake, Lie, Mama, I Can't Decide.
Okay, you know what? We got to challenge ourselves and choose one. Because I know we always go for, like, I Can't Decide.
Especially with solos, yeah.
Yeah.
I already know what you're going to pick.
Oh, okay. Wait.
I don't even know why you're playing, Roseanne. You be playing.
What?
You probably already have it selected and you're just trying to drag it out. But yours is Stigma.
Actually, no. I'm actually stuck between Reflection and Mama. I am stuck between those two. I need help. Is yours Begin?
Yes, it is. What? Not just because Jungkook is my bias. I really, really do love Begin.
It's such a good song. Oh, it's because Reflection makes me think really deep, and then Mama makes me like happy. So I'm so like stuck in between. I'm just going to go with Reflection. Because that's how
okay. When will my reflection show?
Oh my God, Jose, I saw it.
No, that's another song. Sorry. Okay.
I saw it.
You saw it?
Oh, you go first.
I saw it too. Ladies first. Oh, wait. What?
Oh, okay, me? Okay. Oh my God, Jose, I saw it and I wanted to cry.
No, you got Tay.
Yes, I did. I told you I'd be annoying him. Oh my God. So, he says, V, maybe if you stopped being so sarcastic. Just kidding. Knowing V, he'd happily sass you right back. He actually adores you. What? I'm confused. So he...
Wait like, a minute.
I'm confused. He adores me?
BuzzFeed.
Okay.
We need to talk.
Maybe they're just trying to make us feel better.
I love how we're like, no, we want him to hate us. And I'm just
know, right? I'm like, no, actually, I was gonna cry when I saw it, but then now that he says he actually adores you, I feel better.
This quiz is a lie. No, I'm just kidding.
I know. Okay, wait, who did you get?
Do you wanna guess? Because I'm shook.
You're shook. Is it it's not Jungkook, right?
It's not.
Okay,
it's not.
So I think it's... Is it RM?
No.
Okay, one more one. Suga?
No.
Wait, who?
So, according to BuzzFeed, breaking news.
Breaking news, you guys.
The BTS member that dislikes me the most is J-Hope. I cannot deal. Let me read what it says. Maybe if you stop making fun of his dancing, and then it says, just kidding. You can't help but be mesmerized by his dancing skills. J-Hope actually loves you.
See, they're trying to make us feel good.
Okay, thank you. That makes me feel better because I never make fun of his dancing. What? In any case, it's me making fun of myself because, like, I cannot. You know what I mean?
Oh, okay. That's cute. I mean, like, they try to make you feel better at the end. So that's a good way.
But yeah, was cute.
I was not expecting you to get Hobie. Okay. So that was...
Me neither, girl.
That was like, woof.
Yeah, because I don't think I chose anything that made me think of Hobie. So that was kind of like, sure.
Yeah. Did you... Is it the color? No. No, because he would be yellow, right? I would think. Wonder how. I swear, it's because I chose December, huh? Just kidding. I'm just kidding. I don't know what led to this, but I jinxed myself.
So yeah, that was the quiz that we had for today. Mm-hmm. I hope you enjoyed finding out along with us who dislikes us.
I know, right? But they dislike us, but also at the same time like us. So
yeah, so basically that quiz was a lie.
So if he actually likes me, I'm just kidding. We sound like the Lulus right now.
But just a reminder, guys, we're still taking letters for our segment, Love Army, where we read letters written by you guys. If you want to submit your letter or voice recording, please email them to interlude.army.podcast@gmail.com. And don't feel discouraged if we haven't read your letter yet, because we could always read it in our future episodes.
Yes, and to stay updated with us, follow us on Twitter at InterludeArmyPD, along with our Instagram called InterludeArmyPD. And if you want to send us any feedbacks or letters, feel free to email us at interlude.army.podcast@gmail.com.
So that was our episode for this week. Make sure to stay tuned for next week's episode. Thank you for tuning in. Have an amazing week.
Bye, guys.
Bye, everybody. Bye, Rosie.
Bye, Jose. Kim Nam-joon, Kim So-jin, Min Yoon-hee.